Now time for a locker room chat with Morehale Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll after a long Christmas break. And we did have one game since we last talked, and that was the game versus Pleasant Ridge. You guys won that one yet again. You guys' fifth win. You guys are now 5-0 in league play and overall as well. Coach, what are some things that you remember from that game against Pleasant Ridge?
Yeah, it does seem like a long time ago, being there in the middle of December, but I remember how well we started that game. I mean, we just came out, we were super focused and locked in, and it helps when you hit some shots early on, and we had a couple girls do that early on. So I think that start kind of carried us through the rest of the game, and we just played solid throughout, and the girls really wanted that one and played super hard. And that was just an awesome game to end on going into Christmas break. Like I said, we didn't play the week after, and we didn't play Tuesday of this week, so we knew we were going to have to sit on that game for a long time and have a lot of practices after that game. So that was a fun one for us to end going into Christmas break on, for sure.
And Coach, all of your guys' wins have been by 10 or more. How would you overall assess your guys' first five games before Christmas break? Because you guys have had a lot of success so far.
Yeah, the girls have been playing super well lately. I mean, I've been really pleased with just our energy to start games. I've been really pleased with, we've been rebounding pretty well, which I was worried about at the beginning of the season if that was going to be a weakness for us. And then when you make shots, that covers up a lot of other mistakes that we've been making shots. So when you do those things all right, you're gonna have a good result. And our turnover numbers went way down in the first couple games in the season, so that's been a big positive too. But yeah, we've been playing really well, and we hope we don't have too much rest here after Christmas break when we get started again. But it was about as good of a pre-Christmas that we could have hoped for, and I've been really pleased with how our girls have been practicing, how they started games, and it's just been awesome to see so far.
And Coach, what has your guys' break been like? I mean, this has been, as we talked about, a long break. You guys had an extra few days here on this back end since you guys didn't play yesterday. And oh, by the way, you guys don't start school until Monday. So what has this break been like, and how have you been trying to navigate that?
Yeah, we've actually been talking about that a lot in these last couple of days, that most of the other schools in our league go back to school this week or even today or tomorrow. We don't, and all these other factors that we have to account for, that our routine's kind of out of whack. I mean, today will be the first practice we have that's not in the morning. We've been practicing in the morning everywhere, so we're getting back to kind of those late afternoon practices. So just kind of getting everybody's clocks back to normal and routine set. That's a challenge we're going to have to overcome a little bit on Friday. I mean, like I said, our kids don't have school, so they're going to be brought in for a shoot around, and kind of it's just a different day when you don't have school and you play a game. But overall, we've had a really good Christmas break. I mean, we got the chance to bring in some of our alumni, and we had a scrimmage with them, and that's really good because there's a lot of really good girls alumni we have, so that was good for us. And yeah, it's been a good Christmas break overall, but you always worry about that adjustment coming back from out of Christmas break into a new routine and how that's gonna work. So that's definitely something we need to make sure is we're focused on going into Friday.
Last question for you, Coach. You guys enter the 2024 portion of your schedule with a couple of teams that have had their struggles this season, and you guys, of course, have had you guys' success and being undefeated this year. How important is it for you guys to not try to overlook your opponent on top of the fact of trying to come back after a Christmas break?
Yeah, as much as we keep talking about, we need to focus on us and making sure we take care of what we need to take care of first, and the rest will take care of itself. But I know the last time we played Horton was at our third to last game or something like that at the end of last year. And we played them at their place, and we squeaked one out. I mean, they shot super well. We didn't play very good defense, and we squeaked one out. So I think that game is in a lot of girls' minds that we got kind of lucky last time we were there. So no matter what's happened in the past, we got to be locked in, ready to go. But if we focus on ourselves and what we do well and limit our turnovers and keep rebounding well, we'll think we'll be competitive still throughout the rest of this year. But yeah, we really got to make sure we're locked in and focused, because like I said, all those other out of routine things can go a long way and matter a lot in a game.
Good stuff. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck this upcoming week.
Hey, thanks so much.
That was Morehale Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chats, and brought to you today by Amberwell Health.